Holmes, tell me this. Is the baby... Is he still alive?
Alive and perfectly safe.
Oh, thank the Lord.
In there, sir.
Ah, these old outbuildings haven't been used for years. I don't think anyone comes here anymore.
Exactly. Is it locked, Mrs. Mason?
From the inside, sir. Sir, how did you know?
That's not important. Mrs. Ferguson, listen to me.
She won't talk, I've told you.
I fancy she will.
Elizabeth, open this door, do you hear me?
Watson, calm down, Bob. Leave this to Holmes.
She is my wife, damn it.
And you're not helping a man now. Take it easy.
Mrs. Ferguson, I know you can hear me. Open the door.
No, my husband is there.
What does she mean? I mean, does she think I'm going to harm the baby?
Yes, he's here.
Then I will not come out.
Holmes, I've had enough of this. If you know what's happening here, then do something and quickly, or I'll sort matters out for myself.
Now, Mrs. Ferguson, open the door. I give you my word, there's no danger. Trust me. No hay peligro. Confía en mí. Por favor.
Elizabeth.
Give me the babe, ma'am.
There. Duerme, mi pequeño. Todo está bien. Here.
Is he all right? Is he hurt?
No. Look, sir, he's not hurt.
Elisabetta, what's the meaning of this? Tell me!
Ah! For God's sake, Bob! Can't you see the state she's in?
Madam, let me help you back to the house.
No! No!
All right, whatever you say. But you must sit down. Holmes, that crate. Thank you. Now, there you are.
Thank you.
Will somebody please tell me what all this is about, Holmes?
Ferguson, your wife is a very good, a very loving, but a very ill-used woman.
Prove that to me, and I'm your debtor forever.
From the first, I decided that the idea of a vampire was absurd. Such things don't happen in England.
But I saw what she was doing.
You saw with your imagination, not with your brain.
She was sucking the open wound.
Yes, but she wasn't drinking the blood.
Poison.
Exactly. Poison. Now, this is a South American household. I knew before I walked in the door it'd be full of all manner of native curios. Did you empty your interesting old bottles before you put them on display, Ferguson? Did you check all the arrow tips?
God in heaven.
If the child had been pricked with curare or some other devilish drug, it would have meant instant death.
Unless the venom was sucked out. But who? Holmes, what do you say?
No! No! Keep away! Give me the baby! Keep away!
So this is where you all are. What's happening?
Here, drink this.
Thank you.
He's in bed. Mrs. Mason's watching him. My Jackie.
You have to face it.
But why?
He did it out of love for you. And perhaps for his dead mother. Their distorted, maniacal, exaggerated love. He was prepared to do anything to have you back all to himself again.
It's incredible.
It's true.
Look at this. A bird bow and an empty quiver.
It was full when I brought it back. I never noticed.
That first time I saw him standing over the baby with an arrow in his hand and a look in his eyes.
But you managed to stop him harming the child.
Almost. He barely scratched the skin.
And Mrs. Mason came in as you were tending the wound.
I persuaded her not to tell you, Bob.
You bribed her, you mean? She told me.
What of the second attack?
I saw that the nursery door was open, but I was too late to stop him.
But after the first time, why didn't you tell me?
You're a Jackie. How could I tell you?
Well, how could you just stay silent?
I didn't know what to do.
Easy, Mrs. Ferguson, please.
When you locked me away, when you left the two of them out in the house together, Oh, I thought I would go mad.
You told Mrs. Mason the full story.
Yes. And she stayed with Ed.